Thank you, Ms. Chair. Please allow me to thank you and your team for your steadfast commitment to making progress within this protocol. Allow me also to extend our thanks for the efforts of the Implementation Support Unit, interpreters, and technical support staff for facilitating this important meeting today. It has now been 5 months since Russia invaded Ukraine. Countless lives and homes have been lost in Putin's brutal and illegal war in flagrant violation of the UN Charter. Specifically in this forum, we must bring attention to the consistent reporting of Russian use of antipersonal mines and victim-activated booby traps, which can function as antipersonal mines. We are all acutely aware of the destructive and deadly nature of these weapons. The UK is particularly disturbed by Russia's use of such weapons on the territory of a state party to the Antipersonal Mine Ban Convention. Russia's obligations under Additional Protocol 2 are clear and must be complied with, including with regard to the detectability and reliability of mines and on marking and monitoring mined areas. We are particularly concerned by allegations that Russian forces have placed victim-activated booby traps on corpses, which will be a direct breach of Russia's obligations under AP2. Russia's deployment of mines is causing civilian casualties. Mines are restricting people's freedom to access their homes, roads, and other infrastructure, and anti-vehicle mines on farmland are endangering civilians and obstructing agricultural production at a time of growing food shortages. Against this bleak backdrop, I'm pleased that the UK has signed an agreement with the Halo Trust to survey and then clear explosive remnants of war from areas in Ukraine where Russian troops have recently withdrawn. The United Kingdom continues to stand with the people of Ukraine, and we will continue to condemn the Russian government's reprehensible actions. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of the UK. Now, next on my list is Canada. Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Firstly, we would like to extend our thanks to Bulgaria for chairing the AP2 presidency, and you can count on Canada's full cooperation and support for these proceedings.